Now, Gardaí around the country are conducting a national speed enforcement operation today called Operation Slowdown. It's been going on for a 24-hour period from 7 o'clock this morning. And I've been hearing how Operation Slowdown is going so far from Superintendent Eddie Golden from the Garda National Roads Policing Unit.
Well, Anya, we've been very busy this morning. Obviously, our members have been all over the country. And we've detected some very concerning speeds. We had a speed of 181 kilometres in a 120 kilometre zone in Lust this morning. And as well, over the course of the morning, we've been monitoring. Unfortunately, certain people are not heeding to the speed limits and driving far in excess of that. And again, what we're asking people for today is this is a 24-hour road safety initiative. This is the second one we've run this year. And again, it's to ask people to adjust their speed for the availing road weather and traffic conditions. We're finding that the weather conditions around the country are fairly varied. And it's not just about excessive speed. It's about speeding inappropriately. Speed limits are not targets. They're the maximum permissible speed allowed, but not necessarily the safest. And we're trying to emphasise that this morning as well and during the day as we go forward. So we want people to watch their speed and make sure they're at the correct speed for the conditions.
Yes, I'm looking at one here, 138 kilometres an hour in an 80 kilometre zone. That was on the R675 in Ballykinsale in Waterford, is that right?
That's correct. Those figures are coming in now from GoSafe and from ourselves across the country. You know, that type of a speed now is extremely excessive and into the parameters of dangerous driving. And especially when we look at the overall aim of today is to make sure people are safe on the roads and reduce the risk to vulnerable road users as well as all other road users. So yeah, the likes of that speed, that individual who's doing that speed, they're really making a decision which is endangering themselves and endangering all other road users. That person will be getting penalty points and probably a court date as well in court. And when we look at the issue of speeding and penalty points, it is having an effect. People who accumulate 12 penalty points now are losing their licence. If their learner driver 7 points can affect their licence and then they can lose it. So we're asking people again to be responsible, and those types of speed are totally reckless on the roads, and it's not what we want people to be doing.
And what about when it's closer to the limit? I'm looking at one here, 89 kilometres an hour in an 80 kilometre zone. That was the R445 on the Curra in County Kildare. A lot of the time people will say, "Ah, guard, I was only a couple of kilometres above the limit. It's not that bad."
Yeah, well, the thing about that is, Ani, that absolutely the inappropriateness of that speed, because when you take into consideration the hazards that could be in that zone, those zones are set because of potential hazards that could be in it. It could be coming up to a school, it could be to do with a road on a which has certain conditions attached to it. It's not a motorway, it's not a 120-kilometre zone. And again, we're asking those people to reduce their speed and to look at their speed and be very careful when they're coming into built-up areas. 80 kilometres is your kind of national speed limit. But when we go into the actual, if we go into the other areas, into the towns, and 50 kilometres with a very built-up area with a lot of pedestrians and hazards is far in excess of a safe speed.
Are there categories of driver more likely to speed?
Again, it's open to all categories of vehicles at the moment. We're unfortunately, when we look at the stats, we're getting people, heavy goods vehicles, normal motorists are being caught this morning speeding. And again, another thing I want to emphasise as well, people towing jeeps and trailers on the motorway, the speed limit for that is 80 kilometres per hour, not 120. And the speed detection device are able to differentiate if vehicles are towing trailers and so forth. So again, that speed limit is in force. And we find that people who tow trailers, for example, think that the 120 on a motorway is the acceptable speed or the legal speed. It's not. It's only 80 kilometres.
#slowdown. That was Superintendent Eddie Golden from the Garda National Roads Policing Unit.